From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A security guard has assassinated the half-brother of Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai. Ahmed Wali Karzai was the head of Kandahar's provincial council and was a powerful presence in southern Afghanistan. He had survived previous attempts on his life. The BBC's Quentin Somerville says Ahmed Wali Karzai was a controversial figure, but someone with whom the U.S. could work.
The Taliban, which has carried out a number of high-profile assassinations in the area in the past year, say they carried out the attack, describing it as one of their biggest achievements in almost 10 years of war. Ahmed Wali Karzai was a key power broker in the south of the country and the critical province of Kandahar, and a staunch ally of American and international forces in the area. A controversial figure, he'd survived a number of previous assassination attempts. He'd been accused of drug trafficking and corruption.
The BBC's Quentin Somerville in Kabul. President Obama is pressing lawmakers to make the politically difficult choices necessary to achieve a major reduction in the federal deficit. Mr. Obama saying he will not accept a short-term stopgap plan.
We don't manage our affairs in three-month increments.
But as the deadline for raising the government's debt ceiling approaches, the talks between the president and congressional Republicans are growing more contentious. NPR's David Wellness says the president will meet again with congressional leaders from both parties this afternoon.
By all accounts, talks for reaching a big deficit reduction deal have gotten hung up on Democrats' insistence on taxing the wealthy more and Republicans' resistance to doing so. Eric Cantor is the House Republican leader.
We don't believe you ought to be raising taxes on people right now in this recession, in this economy, and they do.
Democrats, meanwhile, are resisting GOP calls for trimming entitlement spending. Still, Senate Budget Committee Chairman Kent Conrad is confident of a deal to raise the debt ceiling.
I think there will be one way or the other. The country is not going to renege on its debt. That would be a disaster.
The deadline for raising the debt ceiling is August 2nd. David Wellness, NPR News, the Capitol.
Intelligence officials in Pakistan say more than three dozen militants have been killed by three missiles fired from suspected U.S. drone aircraft in less than 12 hours. The latest wave of attacks come after the administration suspended more than a third of U.S. military aid to Pakistan. Relations between the two countries are strained in part because of the drone attacks, which the administration says will not be halted. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is condemning a series of attacks on the U.S. and French embassies in Syria by supporters of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad.
President Assad is not indispensable, and we have absolutely nothing invested in him remaining in power.
Clinton says Assad's regime has lost legitimacy. Syrian security forces have been stepping up their attacks on anti-government demonstrators. This is NPR News from Washington. A wide swath of the nation is in the grips of a heat wave. Temperatures in the upper 90s to 100 and above are expected in many areas today. Dallas is forecast to have its 11th straight day of 100-degree-plus temperatures. Christopher Hedge is with the National Weather Service.
From the central plains around Kansas and Oklahoma all the way eastward across the Ohio Valley to the mid-Atlantic area and a good part of the southeast as well is either under a heat advisory or an excessive heat warning.
Hedge says a cold front moving through the Great Lakes region could bring some relief later in the week. Federal agents are getting a new tool to fight gun trafficking along the southwest border with Mexico. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports gun dealers must now notify authorities when they sell multiple semi-automatic weapons to the same person.
The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms has been trying to fight Mexican drug cartels with an appetite for semi-automatic rifles that turn up at crime scenes along the border. Now gun sellers in Arizona, California, New Mexico, and Texas must tell the ATF when they sell several semi-automatic rifles to the same person in the course of 5 days. The ATF itself has been under fire from Republicans in Congress over a failed gun trafficking investigation known as Fast and Furious. But federal agents say they need stronger laws and more tools, such as the new reporting requirement, to help them build cases against kingpins. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
First Lady Michelle Obama, three former first ladies, and two former presidents will be among the dignitaries at this afternoon's funeral in Palm Desert, California, for former First Lady Betty Ford. She died last week at the age of 93. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.